Every Pink Friday, too, we talk with Craig Bailey. He is the host of Floydian Slip. It's every Saturday night at 11 o'clock, 1 hour at Pink Floyd. We talk to him via his Vermont studios, which he's dialing me up right now via Skype. Senor Craig Bailey.
Hello, Sherman. Happy Pink Friday.
You know, I was on YouTube, and I'm like, well, you know what? I want to see what Floydian Slip is up to. Let me see what you've posted. You know what I find?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
I didn't think I posted anything to YouTube, but go ahead.
You didn't.
Okay. Now I'm scared.
There is a band that's named Floydian Slip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's probably more than one, actually.
Oh, the one I saw was fantastically horrible.
Like, well, actually, you know, there's one band out there called Floydian Slip that has nothing to do with Pink Floyd. But I'm pretty sure there is at least one tribute band to Floyd called Floydian Slip as well.
Yeah, that must be the one that
I
saw.
Is that the one that you found?
Oh, God. I'd say just Google it just to laugh. Holy cow.
Okay, yeah. I'll give it a check.
Either way. Good to talk to you again. You know, I know that Stephen Hawking, I hear he's going to be a guest again. He's going to be a guest vocal on the new album, The Endless River. Now, is it just like the Division Bell where they just used it as a sample? Because I know that original off of Keep Talking was like off of some commercial that he had done at one time.
Yeah, it was taken from like a British telecom commercial or something, the segment on the Division Bell. And my understanding is that whatever they're using on The Endless River also comes from that same TV advert.
But I was curious. I didn't know if that he was actually doing it or if they were just sampling it again from another commercial that he did in 1993.
No, I think it's stuff that's it's found material, as they would say. I don't think they recorded it specifically for the album, but, you know, I might be wrong.
Did you see, speaking of videos online, David Gilmour talking about the new album, that video with him and Nick Mason?
Yeah, I did.
You know, when I was watching that, I realized that I had not seen him on camera in some time, David Gilmour, because I'm like, what the hell happened to him?
People age, Sherman, you know.
Well, apparently I had not been watching the current video of David Gilmour in the past, I don't know, 6-8 months. Because I thought I had been. I didn't even think it was that old, but I'm looking at him like, man, he looks like 20 years older.
You know, he kind of pops around. I see some stuff that's current that he looks pretty good in, and then other times he looks considerably older. So I don't know if it's his stylists that just aren't being consistent or what. My guess is he doesn't have a stylist, actually.
He looked like an overworked cab driver in the video. I love you, David, but somebody should have told you that you were going on YouTube. A lot of people are going to see you. You got to look better than that.
He usually just throws on like a black T-shirt, which I admire. I mean, that's sort of like what he wears.
Yeah. Well,
it's like, I'm David Gilmour. To hell with you if you don't like it.
What do you got coming up on the show tomorrow night, Craig Bailey, for Floyd and Slip?
Tomorrow night, we got some live material from the Momentary Lapse tour, which was not on A Delicate Sound of Thunder. Also some stuff from David Gilmour, speaking of him, live, solo stuff from his About Face album. We've got new music by Roger Waters, but not recorded by Roger, recorded by someone else. And we're also going to play the new one from the new album. I know you guys have been playing it, but Louder Than Words, we'll get that one on.
Absolutely. I love that track. And that's every Saturday night right here on 103.9 The Fox, Floydian Slip. Craig Bailey, I'm going to Google more Floydian Slip to just laugh.
All right. Enjoy yourself. Shine on.
Shine on.